Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Endangered Wolf Center in Eureka has been doing some great work, and they just recently made history with a new project. Regina Masati is the Director of Animal Care and Conservation at the Endangered Wolf Center, and we usually just talk about the wolves there, Regina, but now we're talking about the American Red Wolf. Tell us more about what happened.
Yes, the American Red Wolf is one of the most endangered animals in the entire world, and it's solely native to the United States. Like, this is our wolf, but it is on the brink of extinction. Like, it's we only have probably about 20 left in the wild. And what's so incredible that happened recently is we partnered with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to release red wolves that are living at our center. We flew them all the way to North Carolina to be released into the wild to help that critically endangered wild population.
How many are there in the wild right now, and what happened to them?
So the American Red Wolf was native to the entire southeastern United States. They used to number close to 1 million animals. Unfortunately, they are now critically endangered with less than 20 individuals in the wild and can only be found in North Carolina. So that's about as close to extinction as you can get. And the Endangered Wolf Center and our partners have been working hard over the last several decades to breed red wolves in managed care in a way that they can be released into the wild and succeed when they are released, meaning they know how to have puppies and raise a family. They know how to stay away from people. They know how to hunt and get dinner for their family. And so this has been a project that we've been working towards for a very long time. And to actually get to see the wolves release into the wild was an incredible moment and very emotional and very exciting.
Wolves are an extremely important part of the ecosystem, but obviously we're killed off for many reasons. People are afraid of wolves. Anything you want to tell our listeners about the importance of bringing wolves back?
Sure. And you're right. I mean, we think of what we've grown up with. Little Red Riding Hood, Three Little Pigs, werewolf movies. I mean, everything that you see on TV always makes the wolf seem like it's this bad guy and big and scary, when in reality don't tell the wolves I said this, but they're actually big scaredy cats. They run away from people. They want nothing to do with them. They're very shy. And, you know, the work that's going towards saving the species is, it doesn't just benefit the wolves. It benefits the ecosystem, because wolves are a keystone species. They actually help make ecosystems healthier by keeping everything in balance. And in turn, that actually benefits humans. And what I mean by that, a great example is we've seen with the gray wolf in Yellowstone. The gray wolf had been eradicated from Yellowstone for over 80 years, hunted to extinction, and there were no wolves left. In 1995, they reintroduced gray wolves in Yellowstone and saw the ecosystem actually bounce back. Plants that they hadn't seen for years, butterflies, different animals all came back. And that was because without the wolf, the elk population, the deer population skyrocketed, and they ate everything down to the dirt. There just wasn't enough of the plants to sustain those populations. And they also started to see disease start spreading in the elk and the deer. When the wolves came back, they focused on the sick and the weak, deer and elk. They helped make those populations healthier by removing disease from them. And they also brought the population back to a healthy level. They're never going to decimate the population, because if they don't have deer or elk, then the wolves don't survive, right? So all they do is just help bring it back to the level the ecosystem can handle. And it's just amazing to see how everything in nature is connected. And that's why we put so much work into saving these keystone species.
So thanks to the work of the Endangered Wolf Center and partners, we have American Red Wolf reintroduced to their native part of the United States. If people head out to your Endangered Wolf Center, what would they see right now?
Well, we have, you can come see the American Red Wolf for yourself and how amazing they are. But we also have other endangered species that we're working to save, like the Mexican wolf, the African painted dog. We have several fox species. And it's just a really fun place to get out into nature and just explore. So we'd love to have you out.
Regina Masati is the Director of Animal Care and Conservation at the Endangered Wolf Center in Eureka, joining us on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.